بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعلي رضي الله تعالى عنه: فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. We read in the previous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all encouraging that we should encourage one another to do good, and we should teach the right and the righteous things and the good things, and a person will get the reward for that. Like, for example, a person, من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. A person who points to somebody to do some good, then that person who pointed towards it, he also gets the reward as that person who is doing the good. And also it was explained that this carries on then, if we do this good till the day of Qiyamah, where our children, our students, they will teach others again, and this carries on and on, and a person gets that reward all the time. Similarly, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is for every one of us, that by Allah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath in the name of Allah ta'ala, لَأَنْ يَهَدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجَلًا وَاحِدًا, that if Allah ta'ala causes you to become the means of guidance of hidayat for one person, Allah guides one person because of your little efforts, what you told that person, what you encouraged him, what you taught him, the righteous and the correct things, then that is khayrul laka min humrin na'am. It is more better for you than red camels. This was a very, very choice possession for the Arabs at that time. Like for us, perhaps not any type of car, but like possessing a jet, for example. That is more better. And of course, this material things cannot compare at all with the things of deen. All the material things of the world cannot equal one subhanallah, cannot equal one the name of Allah. So valuable are the things of deen. But this is just to show that what we perhaps regard as valuable, that is even more valuable, more greater, that one person be guided. And yeah, in this kitab that he has collected all these ahadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, so how much of hidayat hasn't he put into yeah for us? And whoever will read this and will get guidance from this, from any one hadith, and then from all the hadith, what will be the position of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh himself and all those who came before him, and what will be the position of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who on his own Allah has given him the highest and most loftiest position. So after mentioning all these other, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, we must encourage one another, help one another on all pious actions and on piety, on khashiyat, on the taqwa, on the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And then a few ahadith that he has mentioned, then he says, فَرَأَيْتُ أَنْ أَجْمَعَ مُخْتَصَرًا مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ, I thought it advisable, prudent and good that I must collect a few, put together a few ahadith which are sahih, which are the correct hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make it also brief. Though this kitab has got approximately 2,000 ahadith, but compared with all the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are still a brief collection. So the brief collection, and also those ahadith which are the correct ahadith, mushtamilan ala ma yakunu tariqan li sahibihi ila al-akhirah. And these ahadith must be those ahadith which have within them the road towards the person who wants to seek the path to akhirah. That is those ahadith that will lead a person to akhirat, and as he has explained, and we have tried to explain, that is the real object of our life, to know our real destination, and that is akhirat. Our destination is never anywhere here in this world. It isn't even our mort. It is our akhirat. And that is what we have to prepare for. And these ahadith then will prepare us to walk that path in order to reach the akhirat, to reach the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just as we have directions in whichever form they might be, how to reach a certain point. Like that, these ahadith are those directions for us, how to reach the real point, and that is the akhirah and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمُحَصِّلًا لِآدَابِهِ الْبَاطِنَ وَالظَّاهِرَ. And also it must include in it all the adab, the etiquette, all the rules, regulations that a person requires for his internal self also and for his outward self also. That is, practicing on deen outwardly, which we normally call shariat, and then the inside of deen, which is called tariqat. That is, like for example, a person performs a namaz, but together, that is the outward form. Together with that, his intention must also be correct. Otherwise, that whole outward form, if his intention is not correct, will also just to be wasted. So all this has to be with the outward form also must be correct, and the inward form must also be correct. In all our matters, we must try and remember that it's not just the outside which we can see and which we are normally worried about, but more important is the inside, and both are important. The outside, not only that we have sincere intention and we don't do any action, that also is not sufficient. The intention must also be correct, our actions must also be correct. So this kitab, he has gathered all those ahadith that will take us towards all those things. Jami'an litarghib wa tarheeb. And also it must be a jami', that means it collects everything. Everything be in there with regard to targhib, encouragement to do good deeds. And tarheeb, the warnings that we don't do wrong things. So those are also included. To do the good and to stay away from the evil. And this is also very important. Many times we just consider those things which are of good, but we don't consider those things which are harmful for us. A person might be in deen, practicing upon deen, very particular about the minute and the small parts of deen also. But on the other side, the gunas he commits, he's not mindful of them. So that is also very important, to stay away from all types of gunas. So he has included those ahadith also that will include, that will save us from gunas also. And in today's life, we all generally have got a mixture where we are doing good deeds. A person may be also performing tahajjud, all other nafil namazes, ibadat, but is involved in various types of gunas and sins also, which are very common: backbiting, rumor mongering, all those. And presently, with regard to the soccer that's carrying on, we get involved in those things also. So that is not correct. We have to stay away from the wrong as well. وَسَائِرَ أَنْوَاعِ آدَابِ الصَّالِكِينَ. And also all the different things which a person who is walking the path towards Allah Ta'ala, towards Akhirat, the adab and etiquette that he requires. He says this hadith, kitab, will include all that. And a little bit of that details he gives in front, that what are all those things that we require in order to make our journey towards Allah, towards Akhirat. First we must make our aim and our goal, that is the akhirat. And then we have to get our directions, and then we must follow those directions. May Allah give us all tawfiq.